West Mifflin's Century 3 Mall is up for sheriff sale Monday. But even as the shopping center sees its possible end, 90.5 WESA's Mixed and Ellie reports at least one store still has shoppers in the aisles and employees behind the counters.
Century 3 Mall has a reputation.
Of course, now this mall is just very sad and empty and desolate and cavernous and any other synonyms you'd like.
That's Will Berkovitz. He's been coming to the mall since the 90s. In that time, he's seen the mall go from a thriving shopping center to a hollow structure full of empty storefronts. 14 stores remain in the mall. One of them is New Dimension Comics. Chip Grossman is the manager of that location. He says a lot of people come in thinking the 40-year-old mall has already shut down for good.
Well, I thought you guys were closed. I'm like, no, we're still here 3 years after you were in here. Like, we're not going anywhere.
New Dimension employee John Butler says the store continues to see loyal customers, despite being one of the only places left to shop.
We see like a lot of regular guys, a lot of what we like to say like fellow nerds and everything.
Andrew Holsing is one of those customers. He comes to the store regularly to buy new comic books for his collection. The West Mifflin Mall holds a special place for Holsing. He used to work in one of the stores that has since closed.
I've seen the decline of the mall over the years, you know. So, I mean, it is sad because, like, I've grown up in this mall, you know. It's nice that it's still open and at least the comic shop's still going strong.
As much as Butler likes working in a store with a strong community, he says it's difficult walking through the mostly barren space.
You know, it's just hard walking and seeing, like, nothing until you get to the store. And then, you know, you're here and you're kind of, like, in your own bubble because it's just, like, you know, empty space, and then just like this packed, awesome store that nobody gets to see.
But shoppers coming in, browsing, and talking about superheroes is a stark contrast to the vast emptiness that fills most of the mall. Chip Grossman, who's managed the Century 3 location for 7 years, says one problem is the mall's ownership. He says they didn't do enough to counter the perception that there was nothing left in the mall.
I think that was one of the main problems with the mall itself, was they weren't combating the social media thing that said the mall was dead and closing. Like, they never fought against that to show that stuff was still here and stuff was still happening.
Century 3 Mall is up for a sheriff sale Monday. Two were previously postponed. But as long as the mall is still open, employees like Butler try to make the most out of the situation.
I like to spin it and it's like, oh, it's our nerd haven and the giant mall's like our giant foyer. Like, you know, we, you know, and then people like joke and it's like, oh, you know, it's the world's biggest comic store because there's nothing else in here.
But no one at the shop knows for sure what will happen when or if the mall sells. I'm Mick Stinelli, 90.5 WESA News.